It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll bring the list, music, and interviews from the bands making Jersey rock. Coming up, the Collides celebrate their 100th show. Sonic Bloom rocks Mogo. Kingston and Greystar put out a rad new cover. And in spite of, reunites to rock the Saint in Asbury Park. But first, joining us over the phone, somewhere on a beach in the Jersey Shore, is Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. They have a residency over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. with Bottle Blonde. It's free admission. Lou, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me.
So first of all, because you're out on the beach, describe what you're looking at right now, because I want to know how beautiful it is out there.
It is very, very, very beautiful. I'm on the Asbury Park Beach. I have the sun glistening off the water, a little bit chilly, but it's a nice little breeze, and it's really nice out here.
And, of course, further back up on the Asbury Park Boardwalk every Sunday night at 8 p.m., Levy and the Oaks and Bottle Blonde, you're doing a residency at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're playing every Sunday at 8 o'clock up until September, actually. So we're going to be there all summer long, the entire season. And we play about 15 to 20 songs, depending on the night. So we're there. We're rocking out. The shows are free, and the drinks are good, and it's a beautiful view.
And speaking of beautiful views, you're rocking another location. I haven't been here. Tell us about the shows you have coming up over at the Seafarer.
We are there on most Fridays, I want to say, throughout the summer. It's right on the docks. It's right on the water in the Highland. Very beautiful spot. And when the weather is nice, it's an outside tiki bar. And they actually grill some, like, whole fish there. So they take the fish in its entirety and they throw it on the grill. And it's an experience. It's cool.
And, of course, your Sound of the City EP is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Sound of the City is available on all streaming platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
What's the best way for someone to stand up of everything that Levy and the Oaks is doing?
LevyandTheOaks.com, and to come see us in the Boardwalk in Asbury Park every Sunday.
The track we're doing, perfect one for the location you're at right now on the beach. Tell us about Rings.
So Rings is a little bit of a surf rock kind of medley, and it is about basically when when the person you love stops wearing the ring, and a little bit about how relationships are very, very difficult. But it's an upbeat, kind of fun-loving song with a kind of underlining seriousness of, hey, whether you're in a short or long-term relationship, it takes work. It's not easy.
Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. Catch them at their residency at the Asbury Park Yacht Club with Bottle Blonde Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Don't miss them at the Seafarer over at Highlands this summer as well. More info on that at LevyandTheOaks.com. Lou, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. I'll let you get back to the beach. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Levy and the Oaks with Rings on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
When you grew the balls to say you would separate from me, I heard it all before, walking through the same old door, but something's changed.
Hi, this is Kingston.
And this is Graystar, and you're listening to Tom Hanley
on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbon in your hair. I don't mind you coming here, I'm wasting all my time. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. It doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep, yeah. You always
Star rocking the car is just what I needed on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album featuring original material and more rad covers on the way. I didn't catch them at Surf City in Jersey City on July 20th. More info at KingstonandGraystar.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Brent Smith of the Clydes. They just celebrated their 100th show, and you have a number of opportunities to catch them coming up in our area July 15th. They'll be at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. Brent, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, dude, first of all, congratulations, 100 shows.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great night. It's pretty amazing. I think we got there. Hopefully there's 100 more.
Yeah, tell us about how things went at the Wonder Bar.
Yeah, it was a really great crowd. It's always a great place. The Wonder Bar is, you know, such a great venue. And, you know, what a wonderful state to have all these great venues to play live music in. And Wonder Bar is one of the best. And it's great to play. We played songs from almost every one of our albums. And, you know, it's real good energy and really good time.
It just happened last Thursday night, and of course, you'll be back at the Wonder Bar on July 15th. That's a Happy Mondays show, so it's free admission, and you're rocking with more Mint 400 Records artists, right?
Yeah, well, we're on Mint 400 Records, which is a great New Jersey indie label.
a lot of great bands we'll be playing with. And it's, again, the Happy Mondays is a really cool event. People come out and see live music for free at the Wonder Bear.
And, of course, your So the Story Goes album is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You go on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download live music. You can also, come to one of our shows. We always have copies of hard copies available, but people still buy hard copies of records. But, it's been on the Min 400, and it's the most proud we've ever been on a record. It's great. Songs we really love.
And if somebody wants to find out more about the Clydes, how can they do so?
You can go on to our Facebook page, is where we update all the time. We have an Instagram page, Twitter. We have a website, and you can go on the 400 Records website. There's a lot of places to find us online.
And I'm looking at your schedule. For anyone who's rocking out over in Pennsylvania, you're doing John and Peter's in New Hope on June 27th, the Milford Dairy Bar in Milford, Pennsylvania on July 12th, right?
Yeah, all our Pennsylvania fans will be able to come out and see us. The John and Peter's is a very cool venue. It's almost like Asbury Park brought to the Delaware River in New Hope. And then the Milford Dairy Bar is going to be a festival they hold up there in kind of the northwest corner of New Jersey. So that'll be a two-hour show. So we're headlining that, and we'll have all kinds of songs to play.
Nice. And, of course, we mentioned July 15th, the Wonder Bar. August 10th over at Espresso Joe's in Keyport. That's an acoustic gig.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some of the new songs we're recording. We're recording a new album from Min 400 right now. So that show will be testing out some new tunes.
And speaking of that new album, that's due out sometime, maybe the end of the summer?
Yeah, we're working on it right now. We're recording it. I'll be doing vocals soon. And, pretty much, going really well as always. Min 400 is great we're able to be on and allows us to write the kind of songs we want to play. And this is the record we are most proud of. This set of songs is what we think is our strongest yet, and we're really proud of it and looking forward to it coming out.
I'm looking forward to it. But right now, we're going to rock a track off of your latest album, So the Story Goes. Tell us about Never Swim.
Never Swim is our attempt at mixing, kind of a punkier sound with some electronics and it's kind of poppy, but it's also kind of in your face. And it's the third single off our last album, our current album, So the Story Goes. And, a song we think is pretty catchy.
Brent Smith of the Clydes. Don't miss them at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park July 15th for a free Happy Mondays show. They also have a bunch of awesome dates coming up, Pennsylvania and in Keyport August 10th. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, Brent.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's the Clydes with Never Swim. On 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Ready, please. I'm not crying. On my knees, never again. To your face, I'm only lying. I know that I'll never swim.
Can't you see I won't give in to the place you never win? On my knees, I'm only living to the place never again. Let me go down. Let me go down.
And the way to everlasting.
Clydes Will Never Swim on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at thecliedesmusic.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And now it's time for a look at the upcoming shows featuring Jersey Rock bands in our area. Here's your Jersey Rock concert calendar with Jersey Rock intern Alyssa Servo.
Thanks, Tom. Live from the Saint, Rick DeRoge, June 20th. Doors are 7:30 p.m. Admissions are $10. 21 Kings, June 21st. Doors, 7:30 p.m. Admissions, $10. The Wonder Bar presents Dentist, June 19th. Doors are 7:30 p.m. Admissions, $15 in advance and $18 at the door. Live from the Brighton Bar, Experiment 34, Bobby Mahoney, and Wake the Sun, June 19th. Doors are 7 p.m. Admissions are $7. The Chubby Pickle presents Ida Wave, Ross Owen and the Tribe, and End Delirium, June 20th. Doors, 9 p.m. Live from the Asbury Park Brewery, with sales ahead, Cloverdale, Shallow Pools, and High Wind. June 23rd, doors 8 p.m., admissions $10. I'm Alyssa Servo with your Jersey Rock concert calendar.
Hey, this is Max from Sonic Bloom, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Is there something I should know? Is there something that should not?
Sunflower Bean on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Beach Karma album is out now at sonicbloom.com. Catch them at Mogo in Asbury Park on June 26th. And of course, they're on the Lake House Music Academy's Moto Records label. Don't forget the Big Gig rocks the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park June 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and the Saint on June 22nd. It's a free, family-friendly event. More info at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Raj Narayan of In Spite Of. Their reunion show rocks the Saint in Asbury Park on July 12th. Raj, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Of course, your band has a long history. I know you guys have performed the national anthem over at the Izod Center. You did that back on Election Day of 08, and you've been around for a while, and you know, you took some time off, but now you're back together. Tell us about the reunion.
Well, it came to a point where the lead singer, Davin, and myself, we've been in a band together since we were 13 years old. And In Spite Of being the longest one, we've been in together. And in 2008, In Spite Of kind of went a different direction. We all had different projects that we wanted to work on. And around about 6 months ago, all of our projects started to end. And, you know, we got back together and we're like itching to play this material. And we did a one-off back in 2013, and then we went back to our other projects. But now it's like, all right, 6 years later, let's do it again. You know, it's this band and this music just brings back so much history for us because it was started when we were in our teens. You know, we were like 18, 19 years old when we started this band. So it means so much to us and to a lot of people who are around the scene at the time. Know a lot of the In Spite Of tunes. So we're like, let's just get back together. And, you know, our first show was at Saint in Asbury way back when. And we're like, there's no better place to have a reunion gig than at the same spot.
Hell yeah. What can people expect from you guys at the Saint on July 12th?
Well, we've always thought of our shows as one big party. A place not only to come see us play live, but also to hang out. And like I said, since this is our first show in 6 years, it's going to be a bit of a reunion for some folks. There's going to be people that you haven't seen since our last gig. So it really is just one big, fun get-together.
Are advance tickets available or just do it at the door?
They are available. You can go on to ticketweb.com or get them at the Saints box office. Or you can also pay at the door on the day of the show.
And what's the best way for someone to find your music and keep track of everything you're up to?
On social media, our handle is at In Spite Of Music. If you're on the web, you can go to facebook.com/InSpiteOfMusic or instagram.com/InSpiteOfMusic.
And the track we're doing is Different Disguise. Tell us about this song.
Different Disguise is a song I think a lot of folks can relate to. At some point in our lives, we've all gone through relationship ups and downs, right? So this tune was written back in 2004 at a time where one of the band members was going through some rough moments in his relationship and other aspects of his life. It was a really, really tough time. So Different Disguise is about that hurt, that denial, and everything that comes with a breakup.
Raj Narayan of In Spite Of. Don't miss the reunion show at the Saint in Asbury Park on July 12th. Raj, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's In Spite Of with Different Disguise on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Separate breaths for separate crimes. I lived, I grieved, that I fall from everything in need. I disbelieve. Just to let my eyes roll me. Feels like this life's a dream. Separate breaths for separate crimes. I lived, I grew.
spite of, with different disguise, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their reunion show rocks the St. Asbury Park on July 12th. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.